Yes, sir.
So the curse causes should not come.
Right.
And then we have a thief.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So we got to know how to deal with the curse.
Yes, sir.
And we have to know how to deal with the thief.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
But you cannot deal with neither one if you don't know how to fully function in your identity.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You have to know that you have a covenant right, but knowing you have a covenant right is not enough. You have to know how to walk in it against the grain in the church.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Against the grain.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Against people with their hand up.
Right. Yes, sir.
People dancing. People crying. But they don't know.
Right. Right.
So you have to make a turn on them.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What we're going to do with this scripture we're about to read here in Psalm 105, verse 37.
Yeah.
Right. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah.
Now, someone did say in analyzing the scriptures, the Old and the New Testament, someone did say, we have a better covenant.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Someone along the line said that we support the church.
Yes.
Supposed to be in a better position than when Israel was moving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
He brought them forth.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But the Lord don't just bring you, baby.
Yeah.
He brought them forth with.
Yes.
Where is my with? Write that down. Where is my with? Well, write it down so you can reread it and revisit it so the Holy Ghost can revisit you.
Yes.
He brought them forth. He said, also. He said, he didn't just. Also. We got to cross this also line. We've been on this side. He brought us forth. But also. With.
With also. With.
Silver and gold.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you're not really brought forth.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Unless you let the also manifest.
Yes,
how many already let the also manifest?
Yes.
All right. There's some insight that the Holy Ghost is going to show us that are going to make your also manifest.
Yes. Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So he brought them forth. Also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among wealth. And notice the Lord put the wealth for you.
Yes.
Wealth and health.
Yes, sir.
Because they both mean the same thing to him.
Yes, sir.
Somebody real spiritual, you know, you say health, health. You get the health, you got the health, health come first because there's more spirit. No, no, health and wealth belong. You can put them either way. They both belong to you. Leroy Jr. and Montreal, they both belong to me. I mean, they both belong to me. They're my boys. Then I got a third that down there. So, I mean, that's my boys. Psalm 37. Then I'll start giving you some principles and points to pull you out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse. Now you got to look at me with this verse. Verse 25. You got to see this. I've been young, now I'm old. So I've been around a while.
Yes, sir.
And here he says, I've been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That means he must have something, right? You can see that, right?
Never seen
it. And then there in Psalm 115, let's just work with the scripture a minute here. Psalm 115. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
115, verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
He is their help and their shield.
Yeah.
The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us.
Mm-hmm.
He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Now notice verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall increase you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
More and more.
Yes, sir. Come on with me.
You and who?
Your children.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You're the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In the 16th verse of the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the end of this verse.
Yeah.
But the earth has
mm-hmm.
it given to the children of men.
Yeah.
So that means he's talking to me, right?
Right.
See, we got the scriptures. We got to eat these scriptures and let them become a revelation to us. Are they not going to function as they should?
Right.
Now, I'm not going to go to this other scripture because it makes me angry, so I'm just going to give it to you and say something about it. Luke 16, 19 and 21, that the rich man and the beggar.
Yeah.
Because I see the church in that position as the beggar.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating from the world's table.
Yeah.
And we got to stop eating from the world table.
It makes
me angry, so I'm not even going to that scripture. You read it where a man waiting for something to crumb to fall. The church been waiting on crumb. But we should own the baker shop. And so that brings me another scripture, and I'm going to start sharing some things with you. In Psalm 23:5, that's the table we should be at. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy. That's a table. That's a financial. That's a wealth table. That's a health table.
Amen.
That's a table you can eat properly from.
Yeah.
And that's a table you can receive whatever you want.
Amen.
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 Being broke or living in lack and limitation is not within the birthright of the believer.
That's right.
Being broke or living in lack and limitation is not within the birthright of the believer.
Yes, sir.
Paycheck to paycheck living. How many know something about that?
Yeah.
Come on. Get. Oh, y'all ain't gonna lie to me up in hell. Don't be acting like you're writing notes. Answer me. You gotta tell the truth to get set free. Everybody like you write notes, you know. Get that hand up. I put my hand up. I know what it means. But it's not right.
Amen.
Our birthright is plenty.
Yes, sir.
He's designed. He's like, I am come that you might have life and having more money. You definitely can't be talking about not having money or not having my dream come to pass.
Yes.
Listen. Let me tonight show you how to develop an apostolic and prophetic blueprint. And then build your financial freedom foundation and structure once and for all. And you have to know this. When he's talking to him, he said, tell him, know this. You can't be stopped. For this is a covenant from God. Now, since this new turf, I need to read that again because you need to hear how I'm saying this. I'm not talking about a teacher foundation.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about a pastor foundation or evangelist foundation. I'm talking about an apostolic and prophetic insight on how to do it. This been missing in the church.
Yeah.
That's why my apostolic team being built, that we can get certain things in the church waiting on it. So listen to that again. Let me show you how to develop an apostolic and prophetic blueprint. And then build your financial freedom foundation from that blueprint and structure once and for all. Know that you can't be stopped, for this is a covenant from God.
Amen.
Turn to Exodus. It's really revealing some of the things that the Lord showed me that I'm going to share tonight. Exodus chapter 3. Praise his name. Is any among you broke? Why would that question be asked? Because none of you should be broke. If you've been, most of us been in the church quite some time now. We've prayed quite a few prayer and give quite a few praise. So we ought to be there. Are you following me? And so it takes the scriptures with revelation to clear it up. Here, because the first statement I'm going to make, I want you to have it when I get to the scripture. Let's see. Whatsoever it takes, God will make it happen. If you're ready tonight to declare, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Don't be afraid when you say it. Don't be afraid when you say it. Say it again.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
All right, that's a cutting edge. That's an apostolic and prophetic. That's the insight. Prophetic. The prophetic can pick you up and take you there. You understand? All right. Now. Write it down, because you need to have this with you. Whatever it takes, God will make it happen. Notice here in Exodus 3:21, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Oh, my goodness. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall, strongest word in the English dialect, not go empty. So if God did not want them to go empty, how you think he feel about his son and daughters in the body of Christ? So I declare and decree, you'll never see empty again. Hey, goodbye, empty. Are you listening to me? See, he said, you shall not go empty. Your empty days are over. That's a $500 check there. That's 500, that's 100. Your empty days are over. I know, boy, I used to get that check. We used to pay us off every 2 weeks. That thing didn't stay in my hand not long ago. I don't know where it went. So I know about paycheck to paycheck living, and most Christians living that way. Somebody might have $10,000 on the side, but there ain't no money. No, ain't no money. You must come one time in your life to uncountable money. Just tired.
Yes, sir. Too much to count. Yes,
sir. I feel somebody in here not believing me. No, I represent somebody. They sent me here. They told me to tell you. They're tired of you being empty. And then someone's empty and proud.
Yes, sir.
Empty and proud.
Turn to the 12th chapter.
That's tremendous.
What are they putting on the front?
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about no front money. I'm talking about real money.
Real money.
Somebody got to preach this.
Yes, sir.
God will make it happen. God can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And then if it make it happen for one, see, Ain't nobody in here no broker than I was. But look at the words real loud. Wow. $100 check. Exodus 12:35. Yeah, it happened here now. Now, how can a slave go to their master and get rich? God gonna hijack some sinner for you. You got all that money. You're not supposed to have that much money and you don't have no money. And the children of Israel, now here's something very important. You're going to have to trust me tonight.
Yes, sir.
You see, I'm talking to you on the cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't believe the prophet, 2 Chronicles 20:20, we're going to finally get there. You shall not prosper.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, well, I want to hear from God. Listen.
Yes,
he's talking to you now. So you got to believe. You got to believe in who God sent to you, because He sent His message through vessels.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
Now notice what happened here. Mm-hmm. Here in 12:35, and the children of Israel did according to the
word.
God didn't say nothing to them. Moses was their God. Now see, that's 2 Chronicles 20:20 now.
Yes.
We got to go there. Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe in his prophet.
So.
Yep. Come on.
Are you hearing this? Is this real? Watch what happened. And the children did according to the word of Moses.
Yes.
Now you can't do what Moses told them to do without faith. They've been working around them folks for a long time. You don't go up in there asking no the bar or nothing.
Wow.
I remember one time I had a lady work for me one time, and I was throwing something away. She said, what you going to do with that? I said, I'm going to throw it away. That's what I'm going to do with it. Throw it away. No, you're not taking it to your house. I'm going to throw it away. She didn't last long. I don't know about grabbing no scraps. Get on out of here. I don't know about no garage sale. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptian jewels of silver, and now this is not ordinary, and jewels of gold and raiment.
Yeah.
Look at verse 36 now.
Yeah.
And the Lord gave the people in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such thing as they required. What? And they spoiled. They robbed them with their eyes open. See, when God sets you up, listen, y'all. When you got a word from God, money coming to me now. When you got a word from God, man, it's a setup. So whatever it takes, God will make it happen. I'm gonna add to it now. If you let it. You can't operate in financial fear and financial faith at the same time.
Come on, teach. Can't work.
Glory to God.
Second Chronicle. Turn to Second Chronicle. We need to look at this to really get the full pledge of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You call everybody you know and everybody in your family, they won't be here tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They sure won't be here. Because I'm going to reveal something that the body of Christ. Prophetically, the body of Christ had not understood.
Glory, glory.
Now you should have said you're not doing too bad right now. That's what you should have said. Y'all, and none of y'all said that, but you got some revelation already since I've been up here. You feel better about your situation right now. Because the worse your situation is, the bigger God gonna move for you. Nobody here know what you're going through, but he know what you're going through. He know what it takes to get you where you want to get you. No care is too hard for him. All he wants somebody with faith in the finished work of Christ. Faith in the cross.
Come on.
Yes, sir. I believe it's paid for. I believe I'm redeemed from the curse of lack and limitation. I believe I'm supposed to live big.
I believe I'm supposed to live big.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there, what I was going to the 20th verse, but let me see. Let me make a statement here. Write some notes. Your financial battle has already been fought and won.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Already.
You need not to fight in this battle.
Yes, sir.
For the battle is not yours.
Yeah.
But God.
But God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
So your financial freedom is already paid for.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're here. To give you instructions from revelation. And experience.
Yes. Right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm not trying to ask you to go somewhere I haven't been.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Right. Come right. On.
When it comes down to wealth, I'm a spy. I've put some names here. I have experienced what I'm teaching.
Yes.
If you pursue God properly,
right.
The power
is
coming upon you tonight.
Yes, sir.
The self-same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is about to raise your finances. It's not that it's not something, you don't have to find something different.
Done. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in the spirit will
yes.
that your debt be canceled.
Yes.
We just saw favor.
Yes.
Say favor.
Favor.
You know what favor is? Favor is the grace that was manifested at the cross.
Yes.
Wow. What? Come on,
teach that. Favor is the grace that was manifested at the cross.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Jesus. That's strong. Talk to me.
You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, he became poor.
Yes, sir.
That we might be rich.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So all out through the scripture there in the 2 Chronicles 20, 15. Let's look for a moment here. The prophet came. Some people have done all they could do, worked two jobs, worked three jobs, trying to get a decent breakthrough.
Yeah.
They're dreaming is bigger than their money.
Right.
And they know they're supposed to have something else. This boy had five armies against him.
Yeah.
He had prayed and fast. We've done that about money.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, Lord, I got my eyes on you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's fit. Put your finger, that's fit Hebrews 12:2.
Yes, go with it. Go with it.
That's fit. looking unto Jesus,
uh-huh.
the author and finisher of our faith,
yes,
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, but look where he at now. So that may be a few challenges you got to go through and a few challenges, but keep your eyes on the prize.
Yes.
I'm come that you might have life,
yes,
in every area of life more abundantly.
Yes.
You heard that? Every area.
Every area.
Now, I'm not only ministering here from the word. There's an impartation going on here. And there's a fresh financial anointing being released in this house tonight. You must receive, believe, and act on it. Act like you have it already. You must combine your faith and your hope tonight.
Yeah.
And it make it a reality.
Yeah.
It's done. See yourself with it.
Yeah.
See yourself there.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Come on, talk to me. Talk to me.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you, God.
He said, hearken, ye all Judah, and you inhabit of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And you inhabit of Jerusalem, and our King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. What I'm doing down here, what, the 15th verse, I'm reading the 15th verse, what I'm reading here?
20.
Be not afraid. Wait a minute, hold on. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How many things trying to hold you back? How many bills you got?
Mm-hmm.
How big your house note is?
Come on, man.
How much insurance you got to pay on your car? For your financial battle are not yours, it's the Lord. Write it down. My financial battles are not mine, it's the Lord's.
All right. Thank you, God.
You haven't done nothing with it, but made it worse.
Right, right.
Go ahead and give it to the Lord tonight.
Yes, sir.
Got me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm giving my financial
battles
to the Lord.
To the Lord.
I believe. He can do a better job with it. I'm tired. Tell the truth. Man, if we can get rid of this financial burden.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Marriages will be better. Love will be better. Everything will be better. Everybody be happy.
Yes, sir.
Teach that, Pop.
You take money to operate in this world. Look in the 17th verse. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Look what he said next. What he said next?
Set yourself.
He says in one psalm, he said, be still and know I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. See your money.
Yeah.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Stop testing me and trust me.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't tell you test me, I test you.
Wow.
You got to trust me.
Yeah.
Don't see if I can do it.
No.
Except that it's already done.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, then you got the 20th, and then the 25th verse. He can make it happen.
He can make it happen.
Yeah, you got 20. He said, believe the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
You be established. Believe in his prophet.
So shall
you prosper.
Yes,
then look at the 25th verse, and we'll go further to the next point. Look what happened. Look how it started.
Yeah.
Started it, man, in trouble. But then when he found out, took his eyes off the trouble and put his eyes on God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away what?
The spoils.
Spoils. And what they did in Egypt? They spoiled. Spoiled them, didn't they? Yeah. Of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels were stripped off of themselves more than they can carry away. And they were 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. It, look what it said. Look at the last four words.
Yeah.
Say it loud.
It was so.
Ooh, glory. Just think, about it now. When your time come, that manifestation come. It was so much. And you're telling your testimony. Let me give you a testimony.
Yeah.
Wow. A young man in my church, he's a high sower. He sold 10,000. He walked, give me 10,000, 5,000, just walked. And he either texted or emailed the church. He got a $3.5 million contract. $3.5 million contract. He's building a home right now in a real high chalant place. But he's working the principle. Working the principle. He went 2 years, him and his wife trying to have a baby, came to the man of God, laid hand on him, they got twins.
That boy
got spiritual sense. He's properly connected. You follow what I'm saying? And things are happening. $3.5 million. I'll tell you another case he had. He had a contract in New York, and they sent the invoice paper to him. He's a contractor. $90,000, so he sent the people their money. Then the people contacted him for their money. Somebody had made a false invoice.
Wow.
And $1,000 went to them.
Wow.
So he called his bank. His bank said, I don't know how, your money's still here.
Yeah.
Wonder who held that. Wonder who didn't let the man get the money. An angel. Turn to 1 Kings. You got the shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to it. Who don't shout?
Glory.
I want to show you something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Kings.
Yes, sir.
17.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. All right. 13th verse. And let me give you a principle here. Don't forget what happened in the barrel after following prophetic instruction.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Don't forget what happened in the barrel after following prophetic instruction. Don't forget what happened in the barrel after following prophetic instruction. Now, information and instruction, not the same thing. Information is I know about it.
Right.
Instruction is I know how to do it.
Right. All right.
A lot of Christians walk around with a lot of information, but they're reneging on the instruction.
Right.
And the information can't manifest.
Yes, sir.
It's when you know how to follow instruction that causes it to manifest.
Yes,
because
yes,
along with instruction come illumination.
Yes, sir.
And along with illumination come inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'm inspired to do this.
Yes, sir.
There's some things that a real minister, a ministry will cause you to do things that you wouldn't do in the normal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, come on, talk to me.
Amen.
So true.
It's not breakthrough, it's birthright.
That's good.
Y'all been trying to break through to what's already yours. When you step up your birthright, you ain't gonna need no breakthrough. Because you're fine. Oh, I'm already through.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of principles have been taught us to fight. We fight and fight. But you need to fight the good fight of faith. And let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what step you must take. Because the Bible said the step of a good man or a good woman is ordered by the Lord.
Yes, sir.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some of y'all tonight, you're closer to being financially free. I'm gonna deal with debt in a few moments. Right now, we're dealing with running out. She was running out until the prophet came. She was at the bottom. She was about to die financially and physically. But the prophet came. He had a word for her. She hesitated for a while. She said, no, just do what I tell you to do.
Teachers. Come on now, talk to me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ought to stop here and just cut up. Because I sense somebody here is almost dead. Something happening to somebody up in here that never happened to them before. They have seen something and they're ready for it.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for what?
Yes.
The overflow. How many of y'all ready for the overflow? I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. Make sure to put the am in there. Say, I am ready. Because that's your identity. You're kicking your identity in. All right, let me read this to you. Sit down. Anybody barrel low financially?
One, sir.
Anybody at the bottom or living from the bottom of the barrel? You're about to be ministered to. That's one man I was thinking about. He's going home to be with the Lord, John Osteen. He talked about living at the top of the barrel.
Yeah.
He said it's just as easy to keep the barrel full than to keep going to the bottom.
Wow.
Once you get it full, just keep it full.
Yeah.
Living from the top of the barrel. Look at somebody, tell them, living from the top of the barrel. How long you going to keep living from the bottom of the barrel? I will send you tonight to get you to fill your barrel.
Yes, sir.
And don't live from the bottom no more. Live from the top. Always putting back in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you don't have to get your arm dirty. You ain't got to go way down there, right on top, right there, all the time.
Yes, sir.
Keep it full.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Keep it full.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Watch what happened.
Yes,
13th verse. Elijah said to her, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a little cake first." What? And bring it to me. I'm not coming to get it.
Wow.
And after make for thee and thy son. It's unrealistic. She knows she don't have that. But he said the 14th verse, he said, now, I'm not talking to you on my own.
Come on now.
For thus say the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sent his rain upon the earth.
Amen.
Verse 15, here we go. This is an asinine instruction if you're not in the spirit.
Right.
And what happened, body of Christ, we don't trust our men and women of God enough. If you know the pastor not straight, why you still there? If you can't trust your man or woman of God, you go home and talk on the phone about them. If you can't trust them, find you a church. Because you need to hear a real word. And she went, oh, now, nah,
She went, Jesus.
This, what I'm talking about, is not going to just happen with God.
Right.
You got to do something.
That's it.
Out of ordinary, by faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
She had to do this by faith.
Yes, sir.
This don't even make sense.
Yes, sir.
What he told her to do. Make me a cake first.
Yeah.
Right.
You going to take the food out of my little child's mouth and put it in your mouth?
Come on.
Yes, sir.
I ain't doing it. That was some of y'all said, No, Bishop Dan ain't getting this. It's going to my, no, I'm not doing it. Dan said, thus saith the Lord.
Right.
No, yeah, Bishop, but I got good sense. That's your problem. You got too much sense. The Spirit of God can't get something to you because you're trying to figure too much out yourself. This stuff happened in the spirit, not in your sense, not in worldly strategies. Two plus two is not four in this realm. It's whatever God wanted to be. And our God is a big God, a good God. He got it. But he got to get some faith. He can't let you fake that you're real. So he got to put you in a position you got to use your faith. You got to trust him.
My God.
Thank
you, Lord.
In every opposition, there's an opportunity. But you got to trust him.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
She went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Mm-hmm. Notice both times, it never said the saying of God.
Right.
With Moses.
Right.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Now here it says she went according to the saying of Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Watch yourself.
So she said, he represents God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she didn't leave him out.
Right. Come on.
I trust God and I trust you too.
Yes, sir.
And she and he and her house.
Yeah.
And my footnotes here, 4 years. Did eat many days. Look at verse 16 now. And the barrel of meal wastes not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail. Now he says, look how he said it. Look how she did.
According
to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah.
Come on.
You see it? That's more than one time, right?
Yes,
all right, all right. Hold on a minute here now.
Thank you.
Everybody want to hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetical insight of how to deal with your debt. Prophetical insight of how to deal with your debt. You want to see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 4. Write that down, prophetical insight of how to deal. When you got a man or woman of God, if you listen to them, some insight going to come. Don't have to put it next to you. Did you hear that? Just get it yourself. Write it down. No, don't ask them nothing. Because they might talk you out of it. Just write it down. And that prophetic, some things you're not to share. Because the person next to you might not could handle it. So when God's speaking to you, don't ask their opinion.
Come on,
see, I can't tell everything I know to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Because then I got to pray against them because they messing up with my revelation.
Yes,
well, he believe he going to have a Falcon 920. He going, what am I for playing here? 900B. He believe he going to have that?
Yeah.
Ain't no preacher got none of that. No preacher that I know in the world had none.
Yeah.
How he believe he can get one? So I didn't tell him. You got to hear this because this is so important because we have so much debt.
Yeah.
And the debt come from the curse. Because he said I'll make you the lender.
Yes, right.
And not the borrower. Now when he tell you borrow something, I borrowed before.
Yeah.
He told me I borrowed a 20-year note I had, but in 3 years he paid it off.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes he'll tell you borrow.
Yes, sir.
But he ain't plan on paying the extension.
Wow.
On that Falcon, they had a $1 million or $2 million balloon note. Yeah, they never got to it. We popped the balloon before we got there. It's the Lord. The Lord won't do nothing for me. He won't do for you if you obey him like I did.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
Glory.
Come on, Chief. I'm preaching.
That's money waiting on you. You heard me? There's money waiting on you. Say this. Is he talking to me? Say this.
Is he talking to me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You in this meeting, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
This revelation here is outstanding to me. I wish I had somebody to preach this to me when I was on all that debt. Prophetic insight of how to deal with debt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When I, you know, so when I said deal with it, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about the symptom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Wow.
I'm not talking about what medicine do with sickness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll get to that.
Uh-huh.
What medicine do to sickness?
Yes, sir.
Medicine deal with the symptom.
Yes. Yep.
Medicine is not the solution.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Because you got to keep on taking it. Got to get you off all that medicine.
Yes, sir.
Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
The curse called it should not come.
Yes.
Sickness is a curse.
Yes,
how I stop it?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Right.
Very simple. What good is wealth without help?
Right.
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 Good.
What's
right.
Good
is
it? Right.
Word.
Teach that.
Huh? The same thing that make holiness make your health.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Let me get this debt counsel.
Yes, sir.
You're in 2 Kings 4. Now here, look at this condition. This condition. Now there was a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet. Now there cried a certain woman of the wife of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, left me broke. And I know that thy servant, most preachers broke.
So,
that's why the membership broke.
Yes, sir. Sir, watch out, man. Come on.
Come on, sir.
You have to train your people.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Destroy that yoke.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That yoke is being destroyed in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, when I finish here tonight, the Lord ain't through with you, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to go to sleep. I tell you, I had a vision. I was sitting right side of him. I had a vision on the plane, open vision.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jesus' feet standing on a large piece of stone. I just saw his leg and his feet.
Yeah.
He said, now I'm going to show you the head, what was going on, what's going to happen in these meetings.
Yeah.
He showed me the head of the beast bust open.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that financial beast that been holding you down, his head being bust this week. I saw that. I didn't say that to nobody. I was sitting right beside Dan. We were right over in front of me. I saw Jesus' feet. And I saw a stone. It wasn't shaped square or round. It was just a large slate of stone. You know, he the head of the corner.
Yes, sir.
And he's standing on it. So I said, well, I just kept looking in the spirit. Then he showed me an ugly thing, but its face was caved in. Behold, I give you power. Trade on serpent and scorpion, and the power of me. So I have to know that it's Jesus putting us on a foundation, and I have to know that every financial demon that's been giving you problem or giving your family problem down to the generation is being dealt with in this house tonight. Your family background has nothing to do with where you're going. Your family background has nothing to do with what you're going to have. That demon, that beast been dealt with. And now we're walking on the foundation with Jesus.
Amen.
Don't trust in the bank. Don't trust in the government. Let one person be your soul. God Almighty. Don't panic when it looks like it's going financially wrong. Be still and know I'm God. Do what I tell you to do. That's what he's saying. Do what I tell you to do. Help me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's a certain woman of the wife of the son of the prophet. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet, the sons of the prophet, unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can fear the Lord still be broke?
Yes, you can.
What? Wow. All of y'all up in here fear the Lord. All of us, all y'all watching me about to tell you fear the Lord.
Yeah.
But most of y'all broke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Thank you,
Lord. Sir.
It's bad to be broke and don't know it.
Right.
See, these credit cards will fool you. Good credit will fool you. But you broke.
Yep.
Yeah.
With good credit, good credit don't mean you got no money.
Yeah.
Good credit means you're getting further broke. See, I'm going to give you a secret here. People who on medicine think they well. And if you're on any medicine, baby, you're sick. And then if you're not eating right, you're sick. There's something going wrong. The reason you don't know it, the doctor can't tell until they get there. But yeah, I'm prophetically telling you ahead of time, you're sick. You better change the way you're eating and get that sickness out your body. You better stop with your ugly self talking about, I just can't stop this. I can't. All right. Hospital and hospice waiting on you. You either have help or you're going to the hospital.
Yes, sir.
And finally, you're going to hospice.
Yes, sir.
And I'm told when you get to hospice, they ask you what funeral home you want to use. That's what my mama told me. We buried him. She said, the first thing they asked me, what funeral home you want to use? Hospice means the hospital can't help you. Just trying to make you comfortable. She just told me about her dad. Just trying to make you 80-something years old. Just trying to make you comfortable.
Wow.
You don't supposed to get old, sick, and die. How many of y'all going to be here in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, you better call your job or quit. You won't be here in the morning. You won't be here. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, so he did fear the Lord, right? And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bond. Watch the prophet, verse 2. Now, this is a crazy thing he's going to tell her to do. But she got to have redemptive faith to deal with it. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me. What hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. All I need is something to work with.
Wow.
What he said to her. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And I ain't doing this, man. Man embarrassed me. I ain't going to act on people. No. Well, I ain't got them on a little oil. But she did. See, she did it.
Yeah.
And when thou come into, see, don't tell everybody your business. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door.
Shut it.
Shut your mouth. Just tell everybody your business. Shut up. Had they ever give you anything? Just shut up. Stop gazing. Stop begging. Stop hoping that they're going to drop a dime for you. They're going down the street and talk about you. Don't let them know. Don't let them know what you're going through. your business to the Lord. Don't tell your ugly cousin. Because all they're going to say, you're going to that church, that man taking all your money. Well, why are you broke then? Who taking your money? I'm doing better than you.
Yes, sir.
Just think a little. Just think a little. Just look. Do this. Just think a little bit. Y'all praying and ain't thinking. Think a little bit. When thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. All those vessels, the man of God, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Where the fullness coming from? Where the fullness coming from? I just told you I had a little off.
Yeah.
She ain't never said that.
No.
Yeah.
So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought follow instruction and who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Now, not only her. Them boys have been, what the matter with mama? We ain't got nothing. We got them getting all these vessels, boys walking down the road. They had to be in faith too. Something's wrong with it. I never thought about it. You ever thought about it? Them boys, she sent them to go get them.
Right.
Look what happened. I'm going to have to close. Look what happened.
Glory.
Man, I don't know if you, I can preach myself rich again. What? I got some kind of expectation here. I'm hearing this too, you know. What more you want me to have, Lord? I receive it. Verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door on her and on her son, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full.
Yes.
She said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, mama,
Watch out.
There's not another vessel more. And when the miracle was over, the oil stopped flowing.
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 7, shouting, crying. Then she can't, see, she ain't run off.
That's right.
She went back to the man of God. Get some more instruction.
Yes, right.
And she came and told the man of God.
Mm.
And he said, go sell all. Pay thy debt.
Come on.
And live thou.
Yes, sir.
And thy children of the rest.
Yes, sir.
We started with a little law, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
But a word from God.
Yes, sir.
Money! Coming to me now! A word from God can change a situation.
Yes, sir.
I'd never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. I am a money magnet. So that's how to deal with debt.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you 2 or 3 more notes to put down, then I'm going to close. The power of a seed is revealed in John chapter 6, that lad launch. Now, the revelation is whatever you need, that seed will multiply.
Yes, sir.
That lad launch fed over 5,000. That revealed, I'm not going to, that's the power of a seed. And then you must know how to handle the thief and his deception there in John 10:10. And you handle it from Ephesians 3:16-20. See?
Yeah.
See? It's an inner work with an outer manifestation.
Amen.
See, don't keep looking on the outside. Work on it on the inside. That's where you're going to get paid at.
Amen.
On the inside, all right?
Amen.
Then in Luke chapter 5, I'm not going there either, but I'm going to make a statement. You must see with the eyes of your soul the magnitude of Jesus, the financial deliverer.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You remember he told them they'd fish all night long. Yes, we've been fishing. You've been fishing, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about fishing for money. We've been fishing all year long. Decades.
Yes, sir.
But the deliverer can show you where the money is.
Yes, sir.
Remember he told them? He remember Jesus said, we ain't going to fish yet. Get the first fish.
Yes, sir.
First fish.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Tides fishing.
Yeah.
Now, three keys to never being broke again. Then I'm going to close. Three keys to never being broke again. Two of them are found in Deuteronomy 26. First fruit, one. Tithes and offering, two. Sowing, three. Those are three keys to never being broke again. First fruit, Deuteronomy 26, you're going to see one. First fruit, then it'll go right into tithing offering. Then you got Malachi 3. Then you got sowing in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. God love a cheerful soul.
Amen.
Those three keys are going to unlock everything I've ministered to you tonight.
Amen.
First fruit,
yes,
tithing offering, sowing. They are not the same thing.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now you remember the prophetical words I spoke some 15, 20 years ago. I didn't come to get money from you.
Yes.
I come to get money to you.
Yes,
good.
Those words I've read thousands of books, those words had not been spoken. I had heard nobody say those words to the body of Christ. I didn't come to get money. I didn't come to get money from you.
Mm-hmm.
I come to get money to you.
Amen. Amen.
Do you understand those words?
Yes, sir.
Now, we'll take up tomorrow morning. It's time to give.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.